welcome to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. What is up? I cannot wait to chat with you today. I'm always excited to chat with you, but this is like a particular conversation I'm really excited about. It's gonna be a little spicy. It's gonna be a little tough love, also unpopular opinion about stuff, but I love having these conversations. My clients are always here for the tough love, so I hope you enjoy this. I wanna give you a little backstory of like why this is top of mind for me right now. So in my Trying to Conceive Accelerator, which is my like intimate space where I help women who have been trying to conceive for 4+ months, get pregnant, stay pregnant, and have a healthy pregnancy. I work with them one-on-one. It's kind of like a mastermind vibe where it's like very few people are in there. There's 4 women that are in there right now that I'm recording this. I never have more than like 8 women in there at a time because I want to keep it like super intimate. But anyway, I brought in like an intuitive, energetic healer, like psychic type of woman, not psychic where she's like, you're going to have your baby at this time. It was more of like a attunement and an energetic clearing of things that were stuck in their body. It was absolutely incredible. I personally worked with her on my own. I'll put her information below. But I personally worked with her on my own. And then I brought her into the group because I was like, I want you all to have this experience because this is part of what we're talking about today. Like, well, actually not really, but we're going to do a side tangent. Of course, yes, your fertility has to do with what you're eating, the supplements you're taking, your lifestyle, how you're working out, like all of it. Of course, yes, 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 yes. I'll preach that forever and ever and ever. Amen. But there's so much more to it. Like there's, we are energetic beings at our core. Part of us is our energy, is our vibration, like is our soul, our spirit, whatever you want to call it. And there are things that get stuck on us energetically just from throughout our entire lives, past lives, like experiences we've had, all this stuff, and it can impact your fertility just like anything else. So I wanted to bring that piece of it to these women because it's the accelerator for a reason, right? We're hitting all cylinders. That's why it's a holistic approach. And their experiences were absolutely insane. Like it was so freaking cool. So it just got me like thinking about like wanting to bring more of this type of conversation to the podcast, but what we were really talking about with some of them in there is releasing. This also came up because I was going through a paperwork for a woman I'm working with one-on-one, and I was going through her like food journal and her health history. And I'm like, okay, we have to talk about this because it's like so apparent that when some people think that it is just about the things that you are physically doing with your nutrition, with your lifestyle. And you're like, what am I doing wrong? Like I'm trying to conceive. I've been trying for months or years. I'm eating quote unquote clean. Like, first of all, what does that mean? I'm taking a prenatal. I'm not drinking alcohol or caffeine. I'm exercising every single day. I'm sleeping 8+ hours. I'm going to acupuncture. I'm seed cycling, but you're like, I'm still not pregnant. I don't know where I'm going wrong. And I feel like I've tried everything. And the next best step is medical intervention. And it's like, I don't want to do that, but I don't know what else to do, right? So like, if you can resonate with that, this is really what we're talking about today. Because why you aren't seeing the results, it's not because of those things that you're doing, right? Like eating clean again, what does that actually mean? It's so subjective. Like I hate when people are like, well, I'm already eating clean. I'm like, what does that actually mean? Okay. Like not drinking alcohol, doing these things, this, all those are amazing things, by the way, like all those are amazing pending what prenatal you're taking. Okay. You already know the vibe. I love needed prenatal. I'm actually also going to be trying out the Gut Personal prenatal. I love Gut Personal in general. They recently came out with the prenatal. So I always like to try other ones too, to see like how they react differently in my body. But anyway, all of those are amazing steps, right? For your fertility, a lot of them I recommend. But are you doing those things? The eating clean, the exercising every single day, the going to acupuncture, the seed cycling, the no alcohol, the no caffeine, like all of that. Are you doing all the things and being so militant about them? Like to the point where you're actually afraid to go out to dinner. You're afraid to deviate from your plan and you're eating the same thing every single day as a distraction from the deeper work that actually needs to be done in order for you to truly unlock why you're not pregnant, right? So what I mean by that is, it's easier. Not is it. I'm not asking this question. I'm actually doing it as a statement. Like it is easier for you to change what you're eating and to take a supplement than it is to actually address the shit that you're energetically and emotionally holding on to that is impacting your fertility, especially if you are someone who has been trying to conceive for months or years. That emotional weight of trying and trying and trying and not understanding what's going wrong and going to the doctors and getting dismissed and just being told to keep trying, come back in a year, and then we'll talk about it. It's totally normal for it to take a year, or here's some Clomid, or here's some Letrozole, or, you know, just lose weight if you have PCOS, or let's kickstart your hormones with birth control, like all this bullshit that you're being fed, that does take a major toll on you energetically and emotionally. Not to mention if you have had a miscarriage, if you've had a chemical pregnancy, like all of that does impact you. Of course it does, right? So what I want you to like ask yourself is, are you doing these things militantly with your nutrition, your lifestyle supplementation during your life, like throughout your day, as a distraction from doing the inner work of like actually healing things that are uncomfortable to look at, right? Like the need, like why do you maybe feel like you need to be perfect and that one wrong move is going to completely sabotage your chances of getting pregnant? Because I always, always say this, you do not need to be perfect to have balanced hormones. You do not need to be perfect to have balanced hormones. I would actually argue the more perfect you are, the more that you are trying to do everything quote unquote perfectly to a T, the more that you're not going to be able to support yourself because you're going to give up after like you think, oh, I did this one thing wrong, so fuck, I sabotaged everything, right? Perfection does not need to exist for your hormones to actually improve. So let's just like get rid of that like thought process. Okay. So I really want you to like actually really think about this stuff that you might be like holding on to energetically and emotionally, because getting your period, ovulating, even pooping is actually a release at its core. Like it actually is a release. If you think about it, when you are getting your period, your uterine lining is shedding. It is releasing. When you ovulate, the follicle bursts and the egg is released. When you poop, you're releasing poop out of your body, right? It is a release. So what are you not emotionally and energetically releasing that is actually impacting your body's ability to get a period regularly, to ovulate regularly, to maybe poop regularly, to get pregnant, all those things, right? Why deep down, again, do you feel like you need to be perfect and that one wrong move is going to sabotage your fertility? Like, are you measuring everything you eat, like a third cup of this, 1/4 cup of this, 4 tablespoons of this, like to a T every single time that you make a meal because you feel like you controlling that is what is required for you to get pregnant? Spoiler alert, it's not, okay? Like that is not a requirement of you getting pregnant. Instead, I want you to let your emotions actually move through you instead of holding on to stuff with such a tight grip that you literally feel like you could combust at any moment, or that you are just so rigid and so stiff and just like, I do this and this and this and this and like super, super militant, right? Like let your freaking hair down, whip that shit around, dance to a favorite song, like let yourself release what you have been holding on to. Maybe that release for you looks like crying in the shower or going in your car and screaming literally on the top of your lungs. Okay, I need you to know about this company because you know me. Once I fall in love with something, I'm like, I gotta let you know because I'm obsessed with it. I have really high standards when it comes to what I'm putting on my body, what I'm putting in my body, all the things. So when I vet something, you know that shit is top-notch, high quality. Okay, I did all the work for you and I also use it in my own body. And that company that I'm talking about is Gut Personal. I've been using them for over 2 years now, consistently every single day because our gut is so freaking important. It's literally the center of our health. There is absolutely no way to have a healthy cycle, healthy fertility, energy, clear skin, happy moods. Like it's impossible to have any of those things without your gut being supported because your gut is connected to every single thing in your body. Well, everything in your body is connected, but your gut really is the center of it all. It houses your immune system. It's connected to your brain. It's where we absorb nutrients. It's where we expel excess hormones and toxins out of the body. Like it is so freaking important. And unfortunately, there's so many products on the market, specifically probiotics, that are absolute garbage that are not doing anything to support your gut. And Gut Personal is literally, it's designed to personalize gut support for you. They have a quiz that you could take on their website. If you go to gutpersonal.com/Corinne, there's a free quiz. It takes like 5 minutes and you're going to input any symptoms that you maybe have. Maybe you have some acid reflux or constipation or diarrhea or migraines or recurrent UTIs. Maybe you're recently on an antibiotic. Maybe you're just like, I'm pretty good. I just maybe have a little bit of low energy. I want to support my fertility. You could put all that in there and it's going to recommend which probiotic is going to be best for you because I have a few different ones. And then what other supplements on there are going to really support you for where you're currently at right now with your gut health and with your overall health, which is so amazing. I love it so much. Again, they have a ton of prebiotics. I love their prebiotic is awesome. And if you're just like wanting general probiotic health, their go-to is great. If you're really in like a healing season, if you were just on birth control or antibiotics or whatever, the booster is great. But again, I really want you to take their quiz. But the things I take every single day without fail and that I recommend you take, no matter what your quiz says, is their Miracle Worker Magnesium. You already know I'm obsessed with it. It helps your poop better. It helps you sleep better. Magnesium bisglycinate is the form that we want, not any other form. This is the form that's most absorbable in the body and is most tied to supporting your hormones. It is essential for you to take it, whether you are trying to conceive, whether you are pregnant, whether you're postpartum, whether you want a healthy cycle, whether you're anybody in the literal planet, we need to be taking magnesium. So their magnesium bisglycinate Miracle Worker is a non-negotiable. I'm obsessed with their vitamin D3 plus K2 sunshine drops. They also have it in a capsule form, but I prefer the drops so you could really tailor your dose specifically to you and what you need for vitamin D, because that's going to be different for everybody. It's also going to depend on how much vitamin D is in your multi or your prenatal and stuff like that. So I really love that. They also have amazing greens and reds powders if you're looking for a good green powder. They have a women's probiotic if you're like, oh my God, I got UTIs. Like, what's going on? That's really helpful for you. Like, they have, I mean, it just, the list goes on and on and on. I love their soother. I love the healer. Just go to their website, gutpersonal.com/Corinne. Take their quiz. See what comes up for you. But again, my diehards are the Miracle Worker Magnesium, their vitamin D3, K2 drops. I love their greens and reds powder, their prebiotic, and then one of their probiotics. But if you have any questions, obviously come find me. I know you're going to be obsessed with them. They're super high quality. My friend actually recently just purchased a ton of them and she has been working on her gut health for literally years. No joke. Since she's postpartum, she messaged me. She's been on it for 2 weeks. She was like, oh my God, Corinne, I'm literally crying. Like, I just had my first normal poop in 2 years. I'm like, yeah, girl, Gut Personals, what's up? Okay. Gutpersonal.com/Corinne. Use code Corinne, CORINNE, at checkout for 10% off literally anything on their site. You get 10% off. And if you have any questions, come let me know. Gutpersonal.com/Corinne, code CORINNE at checkout. But again, maybe it looks like taking your hair down, whipping your shit around, and dancing in your room, in your bathroom, like in your car when you're driving. Like, let yourself feel joy and excitement. What I've noticed with working with clients who have been trying to conceive for a while, because if you're blocking any type of emotion, you're blocking all emotions, right? We can't just like block certain things. Well, we can like create a bubble around us and be like, I'm only letting like love, light, and the highest good of all come through, and I'm not going to allow like negative energies to come into my sphere. Like, yes, we can do that. But when we're feeling emotions, if you are like suppressing the like fear and the anxiousness and the defeat and the despair, whatever that you might be experiencing and holding on to in your body because you have been trying for so long, you also might be suppressing feeling actual joy and excitement in your life, right? So like, maybe that is what you're experiencing. Maybe it's not, but I want you to look at that because I want you to feel joy and excitement. And this is something in the accelerator where like the work that we're doing now, they feel so much more supported, not only from me, but from having these other women around them and checking in every day and just having such a better energy about trying to conceive and knowing that what they're doing is actually supporting them, because no one has ever freaking supported them this whole time. Like, it's so frustrating. But anyway, they're like, their mood is so much more lifted. They're feeling more joyful in the journey of getting pregnant, which is extremely important because I don't want you to go on this journey and have it be like so horrible the entire time that you're trying to get there, because then your experience during pregnancy is also going to carry that energy with it. And also your baby experiences the emotions that you feel, right? Like when you are pregnant, they are feeling your emotions, like that you're literally connected within your body. So if you're so anxious and tense and militant and being perfect and fearful and all these things, like during your trying to conceive journey, which is understandable if you have never had any support with it, then you're going to also feel that way when you're pregnant, right? So it's really important to get this shit under control now and really release these things continuously. It's not like one time thing, right? This is a continual release. Like you don't just go to the bathroom once like in your life and then you're done with it. Like I'm hoping you're going within the first hour of waking up every day and then you're going again after lunch. Like that's my goal for you and my clients. But let your hair down, whip that shit around, dance your favorite song, do some breath work and move what's being like, what's actually tied up inside of you and move it out of your body. Emotions are meant to move through us. So instead of feeling like you need to walk on eggshells and be a robot in order to get pregnant, because you're just like, and I get it. You're like, I'll do whatever's required. You're like, Corinne, I will literally do whatever it takes to become a mom. I am here for it. Like, tell me what to do. I will do it. My clients will always come to me and be like, okay, just tell me what to do. Like, I'm here. I'm ready. Let's go. I freaking love that for you. But like, I don't want you to feel like you need to be this robot and be perfect, or that because you've made like the nutritional changes that maybe you've made so far that you've already done everything you could. There's always more things you can do, and not even more of like adding more on your plate. It's more of there's deeper things we could do. There's different things you could do. There's things that you're doing right now that we could do in a different way that's actually going to support you more than what you're doing right now. That's obviously where I come in. Hello. But I want you to get still and see what comes up for you. And then I want you to tell yourself these things, because I think this is really important, especially when like you can internalize you not getting pregnant as a problem with you, when also it could 100% it 100% could also be affected by your partner, right? 40-50% of infertility, I don't even like that word, of fertility challenges is male related. Like it's partly male related, meaning it could be the woman and the man. I believe it's 20-30% is solely male related, where there's no issues with the woman. It's strictly the man, but that's a high percentage on both ends of it. Okay. So I don't want you to internalize it and think there's something wrong with you and think that you're doing something wrong. Like I want you to tell yourself these things. I've got me no matter what. I've got my back. I can handle whatever comes my way. I believe in me. I don't need anybody else. I don't need my doctor to agree with my choices. I don't need anybody else in my life to like fill me up with like, oh, you could do this and this. No. I believe in me and I've got me. I trust myself to take the next best step, because that is so important. So often I'll hear like, my gynecologist recommended I take Letrozole, but I don't know, like, should I do it? And I always say like, listen, I can't make that decision for you. Like you have to trust yourself of what you are believing is your next best step. Or I was recommended to go to a fertility specialist or an endocrinologist. Like, do you think I should make these changes first? Like you have to trust yourself and do what is the next best step for you. If you feel that that is your next best step and you feel that's fully in alignment and that is what your like nudges and your intuition is telling you, amazing, do it. If you feel like it's not and you're being nudged to go to a functional medicine doctor, or you're being nudged to read a specific book, or you're being nudged to come into the Mind Your Hormones method or the accelerator or whatever it is, I want you to trust yourself to take the next best step for you and trust your intuition. Because once you actually move and once you make a decision, you're going to either see that it was in alignment because you're going to get the result that you want to get, or you're going to feel the way that you actually want to feel, or you're going to experience the contrast of it where you're like, oh, okay, I did this and I actually feel horrible. It's not working. I actually don't want to do this. Okay, this is still giving me feedback. So now I know, okay, I'm going to try this instead. So no matter what you do, you're going to get the feedback you need to actually continue moving forward. So just take a step with what you feel like is your next best step and then course correct from there. And I also want you to tell yourself, it's safe to let go. It is safe to actually release and to let go. And I want you to do right now, wherever you are, even if you're walking and you're in public and there are people around, let's kill your ego. If you're in your car, obviously do this safely. If you're driving, wherever you are, like I literally want you to shake your body and like just shake it out and like feel yourself like releasing the energy, releasing the tension. Just like literally imagine it. Shake your head, shake your arms, like shake your little ass, like do whatever you got to do. Just shake it and get that energy out and get it moving. When you are done with this episode, I want you to put on one of your favorite songs and dance around, or I want you to release and cry or laugh or scream or just like do whatever for 2 minutes. Like give yourself that release, because the more that you allow your body to feel, the more that you tell your body, like, it's safe for me to feel this, it's safe for me to release this, the more and more you're going to be able to move through things more quickly and easily without it taking you totally out, right? Because when we build this stuff up for so long and then we finally release it, we're like, holy shit, that took me out for the whole day, for the whole week. Like, I was like, I'm just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? But the more you do it in little increments and do it in a way that actually feels good to you in the moment, it's not like such a huge build up, right? It's not like you go a whole month without pooping and then all of a sudden you have to poop and you're like, oh my God, I've got like, you know, miles of poop that I have to let out. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Okay. I know you're picking up what I'm putting down. So yes, make the nutritional changes. Obviously don't get it twisted. Of course, that's so important, but don't let it distract you and feel like you need to be perfect or use those changes as a cover up for the deeper issues that are actually harder to face. Do the hard thing. You've got this, and you know I've got you. If this resonated with you, please share it with someone who's trying to conceive. You leaving a review on the show is one of the best things you could do. Obviously, besides like sharing with your friends, your coworkers, whatever, like that's so helpful as well to help get this message out. But even leaving a review, like a sentence or two of just like, blah, 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 whatever you feel about this podcast, people be like, oh my God, it's finally a podcast where she's like telling me not just what's going on, but also what to do about it. Or like, it feels like my friend is talking to me and not like such a boring, bland, science-y podcast about hormones, which like is a lot in this space. But anyway, whatever you actually feel about it, I would love for you to write a review, not only because it helps get the word out and helps get the show recommended to other people who would be supported by it, but I also get to see it and read it and be like, oh, amazing. Like, I'm so glad they feel that way, because you're not talking to me, right? Every day, like I'm talking to you in your ear. So I'd love to hear this feedback. But I hope this supported you. I know it did. I know you got exactly what you needed. Go shake that little ass, whip your hair around, let it out. Just like let that shit move through you literally and figuratively. And I will talk to you on the next episode.